Reason TV presents Citizens Against Government Waste's Porker of the Month, New York Congressman Gerald Nadler. It's fast. It's expensive. It's
a missile the size of the Chrysler Building.
High-speed rail.
Long-range rail service that will never pay for itself or come close to paying for itself.
Money train.
Vice President Biden recently announced a proposed $53 billion spending spree for high-speed rail projects.
I am very familiar with rail.
Didn't we already spend money on high-speed rail in the Obama stimulus package?
Nearly $8 billion from the Recovery Act.
Got it. $8 billion. And now you want another $53
billion? That's money.
That's a whole lot of money.
You don't know the half of it. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said the administration's plan for high-speed rail would cost $500 billion over the next 25 years. And these projects are notorious for cost overruns. Remember the government saying Amtrak would support itself within a few years? That was 1970. Last year alone, Amtrak cost taxpayers over $1.5 billion in subsidies.
The only thing you're good at is losing money. I think you can figure out how I lost mine.
So while many lawmakers are rejecting the plan, Congressman Nadler is clamoring for the cash.
Many of these states politically demand the service, and frankly, they're entitled to it.
Nothing stops the money train.
So you have to subsidize it. No mass transportation system in the world makes money.
My train, my people, my money.
You can't have it for nothing.
Because what's another $500 billion when total national debt exceeds your gross domestic product?
You're in debt up to your eyeballs.
They're gonna own our kids.
Money train.
For more information about Porker of the Month and other government waste issues, visit CAGW.org.